Yeah, we're back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. And I'm Al Korns, and my co-host is Kent Lindquist. We've got another full hour of great mainstream jazz. I'm going to start off with a group led by trumpet artist Rex Stewart. It's from an LP entitled Rex Stewart Plays Ellington. In addition to Rex on trumpet, we'll hear from Lawrence Brown on trombone, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax, Lee Parker on guitar, Danny Bank on baritone sax, Hank Jones on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. It's a tune Ellington wrote. It's entitled Boy Meets Horn. Boy Meets Horn, a classic written by the Duke Ellington, and featuring Rex Stewart on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax, Lee Parker on guitar, Danny Bank on baritone sax, Hank Jones on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. That was from a Grand Award LP released in 1955, entitled Rex Stewart Plays Ellington.
Now, and continue to highlight the sax artistry of James Moody, we're going to go way back to some of his earliest years. This was 1949, and James had traveled to Europe, and he navigated his way up to Sweden and cut some tracks on a Metronome label. And they were eventually assigned over to Prestige and released in the United States. under the title of James Moody and His Swedish All-Stars. And it's a Moody on alto sax with an all-Swedish rhythm section. And here he does Lester Young's classic composition, Lester Leaps In. Our highlight artist of the week, James Moody, on sax, backed by an all-Swedish rhythm section from 1949, doing a composition written by the president of the tenor sax, Lester Young, called Lester Leaps In.
Well, next we'll hear from another trumpet artist. This time it's Ruby Braff. This is from a Jazz Tone LP entitled Ruby Braff and the Big City Six. Features Ruby on trumpet, Billy Byers on trombone, Sam Margolis on tenor sax, Marty Napoleon on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, Joe Jones on drums. And this is a Walter Donison, Gus Kahn tune entitled Love Me or Leave Me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was Love Me or Leave Me, featuring Ruby Bierhoff on trumpet, Billy Byers on trombone, Sam Margolis on tenor sax, Marty Napoleon on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, Joe Jones on drums. That was from a Jazz Tone LP released in 1955 entitled Ruby Bierhoff and the Big City Six.
Next up in our James Mullis salute is his album on the Argo label cut in 1960 called Hey, It's James Moody. And he does the composition that's become a jazz classic down through the years, written by tenor sax man Benny Golson, called I Remember Clifford, which is a tribute to Clifford Brown, a great trumpet player who died at the early age of 25 on the Pennsylvania Turnpike in an auto accident. Now, normally, I don't like to play jazz artists' renditions behind strings, but normally it doesn't add much to the jazz performance. However, this particular composition is so beautiful, and the strings do blend in fairly well. We're going to play one with strings. Let's listen to James Moody do I Remember Clifford. Guys Moody on sax, backed up some with some beautiful strings, doing Benny Golson's classic jazz composition, saluting Clifford Brown. I remember Clifford from James Moody's Argo album cut in 1960 called Here's James Moody.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Sonny Rollins. This is from a Blue Note LP entitled Sonny Rollins Volume 2. And it features Sonny on tenor sax, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Horace Silver on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. And this is a tune written by Sonny entitled Why Don't I?
Thank you.
That was Why Don't I, a tune written by Sonny Rollins, and features Sonny on tenor sax, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Horace Silver on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. That was from a Blue Note LP released in 1957 entitled Sonny Rollins Volume 2.
Next up is James Moody from his Prestige album, cut in 1954, called Moody's Mood for the Blues. This is the title track, written by the great arranger and composer Quincy Jones. This is a nice little working septet that James Moody had for a period of time. It was a nice little heart, little big band. They swung very hard. I always impressed by the bottom on this ensemble, Pee Wee Moore on baritone sax. Gives it a real kick. And so let's listen to Moody's Mood for the Blues. Thank you. title track from James Moody's prestige album, Moody's Mood for Blues, and that was cut in around 1954. Slight backing by the ensemble towards the end of that track, and otherwise it was straight-ahead blues by our man James Moody all the way through.
We'll hear next from another Reed artist. This time it's Sonny Stitt, and this is from a Verve LP entitled Personal Appearance. And it features Sonny on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Edgar Willis on bass, and Kenny Dennis on drums. And they're going to do a Brooks Bowman tune entitled East of the Sun. Thank you. That was East of the Sun, featuring Sonny Stitt on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Edgar Willis on bass, and Kenny Dennis on drums. It was from a Verve LP released in 1957 entitled Personal Appearance.
I'm going to play another track from the album cut by James Moody called James Moody at the Jazz Workshop, which was a jazz venue in San Francisco. This is cut 1961. James is back here again with his tight little septet and really a swinging little group that he put together. And this is something written by the piano player Key called Home Fries.
Thank you.
goodness, that was James Moody at his feistiest. That was from his Argo album, cut in 1961, live at the Jazz Workshop in San Francisco, and that was James Moody swinging real hard all the way. So how are we going to close it out, Al?
Well, I want to remind you, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist, and we hope you'll come back and visit us again next week. We're going to wrap up the evening with a number by Stan Getz. It's from a Modern Records LP entitled Groovin' High. Now, I guess his early life was interesting. He was a straight-A student all through grade school and into junior high. At the age of 13, his dad bought him a tenor saxophone, and he immediately quit school so he could practice all day. Well, the truancy people had a different idea about that, but nevertheless, at the age of 16, he was a member of Jack Teagarden's group, and in order to make that work, Teagarden had to be his legal guardian. The number we're going to play is a scant 5 years after that, when he was already a member of Woody Herman's Second Herd and one of the Four Brothers. Along with Getz here, this is number is notable, too, because of the appearance of Wardell Gray on tenor saxophone. Wardell's discography is rather slim because of his early demise. We'll also hear from alto on Willie Smith on alto, Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Charlie Shavers and Howard McGee on trumpet, Red Norvo on vibes, Johnny Miller on bass, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Louis Belson on drums. And they're going to do a Johnny Green tune entitled Body and Soul.